This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palker. Senior Pakistani officials have told VOA that Pakistan has formally conveyed to the United States that Islamabad will not provide military bases to Washington for counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after all international troops exit the war-torn country and the U.S. side has stopped raising the issue. Several top Pakistani government officials, privy to a flurry of recent high-level bilateral talks, shared some details Tuesday of the discussion with VOA on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to publicly engage with media. The officials are quoted as saying, "Yes, the U.S. officials have had conversations and we have told them we don't want any terrorism whatsoever, but no bases possible. They have stopped raising bases issues with us," unquote. This from a Pakistani official who deals with national security matters. Since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in mid-April that all American troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, his national security team has been reaching out to regional allies to arrange for military facilities needed to gather intelligence and carry out counterterrorism strikes if the turmoil hit nation descends into another round of civil war after U.S. and NATO troops pull out. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation, according to law enforcement authorities today.
The criminals are now wondering, where do we go now? So we don't want to give too many secrets, but it's safe to say that the investigation of Phantom Secure and Sky ECC was the impetus. And
that is Calvin Shivers, the Assistant Director of the Criminal Investigative Division of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is VOA News. United Nations judges have rejected former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, a ruling that keeps him in prison for the rest of his life. Sergei Bramertz, the chief prosecutor for the International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals.
The appeal chamber rejected appeals filed by the defense and upheld key findings of the trial chamber. Mladic was found guilty for commanding violent ethnic cleansing campaigns across Bosnia and Herzegovina from 1992 to 1995.
The 78-year-old Mladic was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. The massacre in Srebrenica was the worst in Europe since World War II. Mladic maintains his innocence. Glaring COVID-19 vaccine inequality has created a two-track pandemic with Western countries protected and poor nations still exposed, according to World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Pressed by a reporter on how the WHO will compel China into being more open, Mike Ryan, the director of the agency's emergencies program, said that the WHO cannot compel any country to divulge more data on COVID-19's origins, while adding it will propose studies needed to take understanding of where the virus emerged to the next level. The UN Security Council gave its blessing on Tuesday to a second term for Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Estonian Ambassador Sven Jurgensen issued the statement via a communique.
The Security Council adopted by acclamation the following resolution. The Security Council, having considered the question of the recommendation for the appointment of the Secretary General of the United Nations, recommends to the General Assembly that Mr. Antonio Guterres be appointed Secretary General of the United Nations for a second term.
The Council made its recommendation during a brief private meeting. Guterres's nomination will next move to the 193-member General Assembly, where it will likely be approved in a consensus vote on June the 18th. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.